we went into this hearing thinking that this bill was a long shot to pass, and it's still, you know, the odds are still against it, but to use a football analogy, we went into the hearing and then this trip to D.C. thinking the passage of this bill would be a 60-yard Hail Mary. Now we're looking at a 50-yard field goal. The odds are still against us, but it's looking better. We have some strong support for that bill, including Chairman of the Finance Committee, Senator Baucus, who's the lead sponsor of the bill. And the main hang-up with this bill is trying to find an offset. $80 million has to be found from somewhere else to offset the cost of this so it doesn't add to the debt. And as chair of the Finance Committee, he came in, Senator Baucus did, and testified that he will do what he can as chair of the Finance Committee to help find that offset. And that was very encouraging. Our subsequent meetings with elected officials have been encouraging. And you know, in terms of Minnesota, the support from Senator Klobuchar, Senator Franken, and Congressman Walz couldn't be stronger.
And please forgive my ignorance. Would that $80 million go just to Lewis and Clark, or are we talking other projects as well?
Yeah, it's $80 million for Lewis and Clark and six other projects. So there's a total of seven that would divide up that money. One of those projects, Minnewachoni in South Dakota, is nearing completion. So in a short time, if this bill were to pass, it would be $80 million divided by six projects. So it's certainly not a huge windfall. You know, the Lewis and Clark needs $35 million a year to keep on schedule, and that doesn't make up the 5 years we're already behind. So even if it's $80 million divided by six projects, you know, we're not talking about suddenly just being able to construct whatever we want, but at least it would give us some predictability in how much funding we would get from year to year. Right now, as we spend just a huge amount of money on the what-if scenarios, trying to figure out what we're going to do if this happens or that happens in terms of funding, and dividing projects in half. We have a 12-mile stretch of pipe to Rock Rapids that we cut in half because we couldn't afford to get all the way there. That cutting it in half, our engineers estimate, cost us about $250,000 more. So every time we get little piecemeals of funding and we have to slice a pipeline project in half like that, it costs money. And so this would allow us to have a more predictable and constant stream of funding. So we are really urging support for this bill. It's called the Authorized Rural Water Projects Completion Act. And the title really explains what it's meant to do, and that is take these seven rural water projects and complete them in a timely manner, which will save money for the taxpayers and also help the taxpayers by increased economic development, that instead of having to wait another decade for these economic development opportunities, it would help happen much quicker. And this bill then, the funding would sunset after these projects are done. So this is not a perpetual program that goes to infinity, that never ends. It's meant to get these seven projects completed, and then it goes away.
And the way in which the news came out earlier this week telling people that Lewis and Clark is now actually producing water for 11 of its 20 members, this was a deal where you kind of had to stay on an even keel, correct? Because you're very happy with that news, but yet your work continues for these other nine system members. So you kind of had to balance the enthusiasm. Am I correct there?
We certainly did. Think of it, I guess, as a playoff game where we were very excited that the plant became operational. On Monday, we began serving water to 11 out of our 20 members. But yeah, our enthusiasm was tempered by the fact that it's not done yet. The job's not done. We have nine members we need to get water to. So we haven't got to the Super Bowl yet. We won a playoff game. You celebrate a little bit. But later that day on Monday, Chairman Red Arndt from Laverne and I traveled to Washington and, you know, hitting the sidewalks, hitting the hallways to try to secure additional funding for continued construction. So yeah, we're at it to finish the job.